Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Still dark outside, but I have confidence it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful day.
100% chance of sunshine in about 30 minutes.
I love it. What are you going to do with that sunshine today?
Get out in it.
Go for a hike, go for a bike. It's going to be beautiful today. A little chance of rain tonight, but you know what? We need the rain. So
we need the rain. It makes the desert smell so good.
And snow, too.
Grand Canyon is still open, and it is their 100th anniversary of the Grand Canyon National Park. If you haven't got your Arizona Highways edition for February yet, they dedicate the entire magazine to the Grand Canyon. Just some great articles and stories and pictures covering. And you know the funniest thing, though? I really liked all the Family Circus cartoons on the Grand Canyon. What do you got, about 15 here?
With him?
Of all the great different stories, I don't know if it's just where I'm at with my life, with kids and traveling, and how funny all these Family Circus comics I can relate to. That was my favorite part of of the edition. But it's Arizona Highways magazine. It's like a book. I mean, you don't throw this away when you're done. That'll have for a long time.
And the whole first couple pages are ways they have to celebrate that 100th anniversary all through the year. So be sure you pick up a copy and see ways to get out and enjoy that.
In addition to the Grand Canyon, we're also in Turf Paradise's 63rd anniversary today.
Wow.
And they've got a big day going on. The racing starts about 12:40. And ahead of the third race, they're going to stop and recognize Ray Odom.
Ray Odom. Our new buddy.
They are. He's going to be there signing his book. You can get it. It's the book itself. He was here on July 28th talking about it. It was a lifetime of radio records and racehorses. He was a radio personality in the Arizona for many, many years. He's now 92 and still out there hustling. So you get a chance to go by, meet Ray, get his autograph. They also have kids' play area. They've got barbecue. They've got giveaway totes they're handing out to everybody that comes out. That would be a nice way. 10:12:40, get a little lunch and enjoy a couple races out at Turf Paradise. That'd be a nice way to spend the day.
It would be. And if you want to know a little bit more about Ray, pick up that podcast we did with him, because he's a prolific songwriter, has sung with all the great ones of the 60s and 70s. He's just a hoot and still singing. He'll come out and sing for you. Hire him to come entertain your party.
And then you could also go to Casa Grande.
Spend
some time at a museum.
Is it Casa Grande or Casa Grande?
It depends on who you ask, how long they've lived there, and what they...
I like Casa Grande. But do you know it did not start out as Casa Grande?
I did not.
So in 1879, it started up as a little mining town, and the Southern Pacific Railroad ended there. Don't ask me what they mined. I don't know.
We were talking about this week as well, that we needed to get the Arizona Mining Commission on just to talk about mining. It is such an interesting and big part of Arizona.
And history. Yeah.
And I've always wondered, what makes somebody a miner stop and say, I'm going to dig right there?
I don't know.
I've always wanted to know that. And usually it's rocks or certain things they see in the hills. To stop and start digging on flat land?
Well, maybe it was just on the way to somewhere. Who knows? But the Southern Pacific Railroad ended there. So that's the end of the line. So they called it Terminus. But I think they realized nobody would ever come to a town called Terminus. So they end up naming it after the ruins. So it's Casa Grande. After Casa Grande ruins.
And what year was that?
1879. Terminus lasted about maybe a year. And then it was...
And I come from a Southern Pacific Railroad family. I didn't even know that. Wow.
I love it when I know something you don't know.
Terminus, Arizona.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And when you're in Terminus or Casa Grande, you can stop by and see.
We have a new place to visit in Casa Grande, and we have, it is called the, help me out here. This is Stephen Hill, Museum Director and Curator of the Hills of Casa Grande, Pioneers of Arizona Museum. Did I get it all right?
Pioneer Heroes of Arizona.
Pioneer Heroes of Arizona. Welcome, Stephen. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So you have an incredibly interesting story. So this little museum, how long have you been open?
We've been open since November 15th.
You are brand new.
Brand new.
So we want to let people across Arizona know how fabulous this museum is. And in talking to you, this collection came from your folks. Is that correct?
Yeah, the core of the collection came from my parents that gathered it since the 1950s.
So your parents, were they from here?
No, we used to vacation when I was a child. They used to bring me on vacations here to Casa Grande and through Central Arizona.
And so they're driving around and they just start, how do they get into, tell us a few of the things that people will find there and how they found those things.
Sure. So their interest started in Western history, started probably from my father's working for the movie industry. He was a set designer for over 40 years. As well as my grandfather, Roland Hill, Sr., was the principal designer on the Disneyland castle.
So your grandfather designed the castle?
Yeah.
As well as, you told me, the main street of
Main Street of and Disney. The original pirate ship, but yeah.
Wow, so what a heritage. So that creativity and interest I want to come back to that, but let's stick to your museum first. So we got your grandpa, and then your dad's in the set industry, and then they're tooling around in Arizona, and he finds things.
They loved Western history, and it was part of what they did for a living in the movie business, but also we would take vacations through New Mexico, Arizona, Central Arizona, Casa Grande. And in those days, you know, I was born in 1969, but in those days, in the 70s, you could literally find, you know, pieces. I remember one story where my parents and I were on vacation here in Casa Grande, and there was an old gas station, and they stopped for gas, and the man who ran the gas station had in the back of his gas station, he had boxes full of Native American artifacts just, you know.
How does that come up when you're getting gas?
Right. Exactly. It was the 70s, so things.
So did they just go back in the back and just start seeing what he had available?
Lots of them as pots and other things. And so the collection that we have at the museum now in Casa Grande is the core of the collection belonged to my parents, Western artifacts. And then also we have a few other donor families that have joined us. And then we have pieces on loan from all over the country, really, from people that responded to our advertisements for people that had Arizona antiques and things from Arizona history.
Well, tell us, just go ahead and give out the exact address and the hours and things so people, as their curiosity is being piqued, they can kind of plan how am I going to get there and when.
Sure, absolutely. So if you go to Casa Grande, there's an old town Casa Grande, and there's
And you really have to get off of I-10 to appreciate the town. If you just blow through, get gas on one of the main exits where the strip mall is, you miss a really charming town. You just get off and go. Well, I guess it depends on what exit, but you get off on Florence Boulevard and go west. I mean, the city building itself is beautiful. It's got that huge park on the south side of the road, and the Old Town Strip where the railroad and the there's like a five-way quasi intersection where the Holiday Inn is. That whole downtown strip, you've got Bedillin's right there. You've got the Museum of Casa Grande, and your museum is right there.
Right, right. As well as the old library, which has a wonderful collection of Western books. So we're right across from the old library in downtown, in the old town. And like you say, the old town is, in my opinion, the best part of Casa Grande. It's just so, so quaint and has a wonderful business atmosphere.
And you're open today?
We are open today, 11 to 4. Our hours are, generally speaking, Tuesdays through Saturdays, 11 to 4, or by appointment. And then we have a website. It's pioneerheroesmuseum.com.
So do you man all those hours? Are you the tour guide as well?
I am right now because we're a little business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're getting started.
Is it one big room?
It's about 1,600 square feet.
Okay.
And display cases, glass display cases. Everything's behind glass. You come in the front door, we have a check-in desk there, and we love to hear your history, your own stories, and then we take you on a personal tour.
Cool. Well, I want to dig a little deeper then. Let's talk about some of the pieces. Let's start with the mammoth bone. I thought that was really intriguing. You have a mammoth bone.
Sure, sure, yeah. So, you know, the museum really prides itself. I mean, it's a wonderful collection in and of itself, but the museum prides itself on having a widely diverse geographic and time historic analysis. So, for example, a mammoth bone is the Ice Age, and we start there with our tours. And we teach our visitors all about the Ice Age in Arizona, what the environment was like. But we have a mammoth bone there that was found by a lady digging in her garden in Casa Grande.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you know where that spot is?
We don't know exactly where the spot is, but we do know that there's probably more of the mammoth right down in her garden somewhere.
Well, yeah, you need to find her garden and keep digging, right?
Right.
Right. So how do you... So where did they find? Did your folks actually find this bone?
So no, we actually bought the bone. It was there's a newspaper article that was run about it.
What do you pay for a mammoth bone?
Right, right. We actually, yeah, you know, it depends. This is a large one. This is a front leg bone, and it's quite large. And we paid about $1,200 for it.
Wow, wow. Well. So you said you educate people. So if you're taking the tour, I imagine you've had some school groups come through as well.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We do, and we're creating a flyer for the school districts in and around Casa Grande in Central Arizona.
Okay. Well, you have a robe I want to talk about. I think we're about time for a break here. We'll go ahead and take the break, and we'll come back and talk some more about some in detail about some of those really cool pieces you have.